AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks tumble a day after big gains. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
It was a punishing day on Wall Street as stocks slumped sharply over worries that higher interest rates and the Federal Reserve's fight against inflation will slow the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 3.1%, falling 1,036 points. The S&P 500 lost 3.6%, its biggest loss in almost 2 years. With tech stocks falling the most, the NASDAQ was down 5%. The massive losses came a day after the Fed raised its benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Pentagon says the Russian military has faced fierce resistance by the Ukrainians in its attack on eastern Ukraine. Spokesman John Kirby.
The Russians have not made the kind of progress in the Donbas and in the south that we believe they wanted to make.
The United Nations says at least 6,700 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded in February. UN officials expect that number to be much higher. Some 500 civilians were able to evacuate from Mariupol, which has been battered relentlessly by Russian missiles, artillery, tanks, and air attacks since the first days of the war. Democratic women in the Senate speak out against the likelihood of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, allowing legislatures in the 50 states to decide health care rights. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I thought we always said they'd take us back to the 50s. They're taking us back to the 1850s.
The Senate votes next week on legislation to codify abortion rights into federal law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote is to make certain all senators will be on record when it comes to abortion rights. The measure is not likely to make it pass a cloture vote, which needs 60 votes to move the measure to the floor without a GOP filibuster. This is AP News. What is known is that a bird flu outbreak has led to the culling of some 37 million chickens and turkeys in U.S. farms since February. What isn't known is the overall impact the virus has had on wild birds across the country. Victoria Hall, the executive director of the Raptor Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, says most of the big birds brought to the center have not survived.
So we're seeing eagles and owls and hawks coming in with very severe illness, neurological illness, pretty darn frequently.
The virus has been found in birds in 34 states. U.S. and Fish and Wildlife Service says it's too soon to know what impact the avian flu will have on the bird populations because the outbreak is ongoing and there hasn't been enough time to study it. Boeing is moving again. Company shifting its headquarters from Chicago to its office complex in Arlington, Virginia, so company officials will be closer to government officials. Rival defense contractors are already based in the D.C. area. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.